America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York,
Chicago
to Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What is up, party people? It's your boy Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We are indeed live today. It is a Wednesday, and the ladies will be in the building today. I'm super excited for my guest, man. Some first timers on the show today. Some of my favorites are rocking with me today as well. And a lot of questions for the ladies. I can't wait to hit them with some of these, man, and get the thing started. Of course, the Montgomery brawl is still in the hot topics. The indictments are coming down. And how about this? When you saw the indictments, three men indicted, no names, no nothing. I'm assuming those men are white. I'm assuming that. I don't know if that's true yet. But could this ignite a powder keg if they're not? Who knows? Who shouldn't be indicted? Aquaman shouldn't be indicted. Who else? The young man who was just doing his job with the white shirt on, the guy that threw the hat in the air and took the original ass whooping, should not be indicted. The three hood dudes with no shirt on that came up and pulled their pants up in unison should not be indicted. I said this earlier this week, and I'll say this again. I'm reminded of Emmett Till and Medgar Evers and all the brothers that didn't have nobody around to help. Wow. Just imagine, guys, if this young man simply doing his job wasn't in Montgomery, Alabama, a place that has 85% black people, a place that has a black mayor and a black police chief. This could have been very different. I saw my man post this morning. He was like, yo, if these police were de-escalating this situation, it could have been way worse. Nobody got shot. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got killed. OMG. All right, y'all. My name is Rodney Perry. It's time to get the show going. Shouts out to Candy Kids TV. Appreciate you for be rocking with us today. And Drama is in the building. One Act Drama. So silly yesterday. She came on our show. We finna argue myself, Rito Brown. And she freaking killed it. Oh, so funny, man. Granny Wilders is in the building. None of the brethren should be indicted. That's what Granny Wilders says. He said, none of the brothers should be indicted. They came to the aid of another man. And there's laws on the books to help people, too. All right, let's get the show rocking. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the funniest human beings on the planet. Matter of fact, she might be too damn funny. How about that? Welcome to the show, Gina G. Too funny. Gina G, how are you, sis?
Good morning. I'm good. How you doing, Anna?
You know what I like about you, Gina G? You always talk through a smile.
Yeah. Thank you.
Always talk through a smile. Like, you would be great on radio because people like you. That you make people feel good when they hear your voice.
Oh, thank you, Rodney Perry.
Yeah. You hit the vocals, too. I love it. I got your man and his wife coming on tomorrow.
I can't wait. I'm tuning in.
I'm excited about that. And the first time on the show, man, I met this lady during the pandemic, and I found her to be just a great spirit. She's a comedian. And she is an Alabama girl, if I'm not mistaken. Welcome to the show, Terry Hart. That's H-E-A-R-T-E. Hart. Terry Hart in the building. Hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Unc?
All is well. No, I wasn't talking to you, Siri. Bitch, always listening. So, Terry Hart, tell me this. You're from Alabama, am I right?
No, I'm from Mississippi, but I live in Birmingham.
Okay, you live in Birmingham, but you're from the SIP. Even more racist. This could never happen in Mississippi.
No.
Because there's too many whites in Mississippi. It's very difficult to
where,
really.
Where I'm from, the Alabama brawl would have made it look like dust.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty much 98% black where I'm from.
Really? What city are you from? What city?
Columbus,
Mississippi. I don't know what it is. But I don't doubt it. All right, here we go. Joining us, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorites over here, Roddy Perry Live. Her hair is tame today. A lot of times she'll go big hair on us. She makes me happy. She's a writer, producer, director. I wonder how the strike is affecting her, if at all. Welcome to the show, Miss Heather J. Heather J, how are you?
Hey, everybody.
Heather J, can you turn your phone sideways? You mind? Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Come on, Heather J. What does your t-shirt say? Yes, what?
Yes, I am fresher than you.
Oh. Yes, you are. Yes, indeed you are, Heather J.
Get it, girl.
That is a fact. All right, ladies. I mean, I'm surrounded by all this. I'm very at home in this atmosphere, first of all. I'm a father of five girls. This is my life. You three on these screens is the life I lead. I live. My wife don't care about what I'm talking about. But I do got some stuff for y'all today, man. I can't wait to chop it up. All right, let's do a couple things first. I just saw this video. I know Gina is married. I know Heather J.
Yeah.
It's not out in the streets no more.
Congratulations.
I think Terry Hart is out there. Are you dating?
You know what I'm looking for, huh?
Terry Hart say, Rodney, and she told you that Rodney, I want to meet an older man. I'm like, no, you don't. I ain't gonna do nothing but kill him.
Give him all his medicine one day.
One, two, and you got to, okay, here we go. Okay, ladies, your man has the guys over visiting. Do you stay around or do you go retire to another space? Gina G.
I'm gone. Once I say hello, give me little snacks, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Make sure ain't nobody putting the cups on the table. I'm gone. I stand here. Please have him. Entertain him, please. I'm tired.
How about that? Heather J, what's your thoughts? You muted Jay.
Are these people that I like their company as well? Or are these his friends that I hate?
I don't know if you hate them, but they are not your friends.
But they don't like me.
So, well, I mean, true enough.
So I mean, are they kick with it a bull? Because I mean, if I can kick it, I'll kick it for a few minutes. I mean, I'll probably be in and out kicking it. But if I don't, if I can't talk to these people about it.
There are no girls, Heather J.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I can't see some people in the crib and I'm not able to talk if I want to enjoy the conversation.
Hey, that might be fair. Let's look at this video.
Yeah.
If it's a real friend,
I mean, see, I pay for you. You beautiful.
Okay.
It's the fella
talking
right now.
What am I? I can be in here.
I mean, you need to go to the back.
I'm not
going
to go to the back.
I'm here to pay the rent. You need to go to the back when the fella's up there.
Okay, but this is my house. You can leave.
Hey, does she have a point, Terry Hart? Does the girl, she like, look, this is my house. If people are in the house, why can't I be around? I mean, I think Heather J echoed that same sentiment. What's your thoughts?
I get that, but there gotta be some type of like expected boundary. Like, I wouldn't want my man hanging around with my girls over there. So I feel like I would want the same situation. Like, I'm gonna get out of here.
I know. I like I do this not only with my wife, but with my daughters, and they friends come over here. I go to the basement or wherever if I'm home at all. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm already looking for the okie doke. I'm like, you know, y'all ain't gonna say I did nothing to nobody. I'm gone. Right. That's just me and my paranoia. But I mean, like, should your man excuse himself if your girls come by?
Get your ass out of here. Get your ass. What are you in here for? And I didn't like her attitude in that video. First of all, you got the little leggings on with your little half top on. Get you and your big ass booty in the room. Why don't you watch something? Read something. Go to the store.
Get you and your big ass booty in the room.
Get you and your big ass booty. No, Rodney. I feel just like you. If my son's friends is over here, I feel like I do the same thing. You know, I keep in and see what the hell y'all doing. Y'all ain't burning nothing down. Y'all ain't smoking no weed. Okay. Go ahead. I ain't no. And if my husband's sitting in here with me and my friends, no. Don't you got something to do? A lawn to cut or some money to make?
Go get do some something. Money. Go get some money. Do something.
I don't like her attitude. You can't say this my house in front of his friends like that. Don't do that. Why you do that?
Yeah, I don't think it needs to be like a hard fast rule. It's just the flow of the house. If I'm in the room, I'm in the room. If I'm out, I'm out. I'm not trying to. If it's appropriate, I don't want to sit around and talk about something I don't want to talk about. But if it's a conversation and we all know the same people and it just makes sense for me to join the conversation, I don't see the big deal. And I wouldn't care if he did that too. But to just sit. Probably right. Would be bored, right. but the demanding part is like where she kind of lost us. Like,
yeah.
It ain't nothing to cause an argument over.
Right. I agree.
Hey, you know what? I'm trying to find this other video. I'm gonna grab it in a couple of seconds. Anyway, so
tight zone, girl.
All right, ladies.
Get your booty away from his friends.
For real.
So he had to fight somebody.
Like my wife, first of all, my wife will leave the whole house. My wife, I be having a full barbecue. She's supposed to be there. She be left. My wife gives no fucks. She will be getting it because she don't even like people like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but like you said, Heather, if the conversation merits the situation, we having a cool little situation, everybody cool, everybody know each other, then of course I shouldn't just be unilaterally banished from the conversation.
Yeah,
I don't feel the need to like run and close doors and all that. I'm just gonna move, you know, the way I move through the house. And
now, is it less about you and more about my guys? Like, I don't want my guys fucking eyeballing my lady either.
Okay, but they knew I had a big ass booty and some leggings when they accepted the invitation.
No, your booty.
I mean, they came into the house with this big ass booty. They knew they was gonna catch a glimpse.
Oh, but you giving them a long ass glimpse. Get out of here, Heather.
Get that booty out of here, girl.
I mean, a lot of it is also if your man give you that look, like it, then it's like okay, right. You know. Right. I don't know. I can talk, like, if it's somebody's talking about a movie I've seen, oh my God, that was really good. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, okay. You know, yeah. I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't expect that of him either.
And we constantly see this, Gina G, we constantly see this, mom or wife, like, who should yield? I saw this video. I want to see it. Let y'all see.
Ooh, nice and hot.
Thank you, baby.
Here you go, mama.
Thank you, son. Dang, I didn't get my plate.
I got yours coming right now, baby.
But I'm your whole wife. I couldn't eat first.
That's my mama.
But I make your plate first.
She birthed me.
And I'm your wife, and I can't
say that. No, it's a difference. No, it's not.
This is obviously a bit. It's obviously a joke. But... What's the protocol, Gina?
Gina's faces, though. Gina's over here like,
because I'm just so, because I'm just, Ladies, we got to work on our attitude. Why we got so much attitude? Oh, my God. Like, as soon as he said, oh, he's like, I got you, babe. I got you. It's coming right up. Like, really?
What'd she say? What'd she say, Jada?
Shut up. To me, I don't know, Roddy. That's honestly, like, for real, I don't even care. If my husband got up and cooked some food, first of all, thank you. Yeah. And thank second Jesus. Of all,
that's the rarity right there.
I never, I don't know. Between getting the plate and sitting in the front seat, or who the mama get the hug first, or.
Right.
Like, all I know is he better come over here and hug me first. Give my kind of That's what I
do. Hey, Terry, you are junior on the panel today. What's your thoughts? Like, you got a guy in your life. Should he be take care of you first before his mama?
I feel like he should know how to have some balance, because when I had a man and a dad, I think both they played at the same time and brought to him at the same time, so I ain't had to hear nobody's mouth.
I don't know. As a father, I don't know if I would expect my daughter to make my plate if my wife was present.
I made my dad a plate, though. So,
yeah. That's cool.
If I am the one in the situation doing the serving, and I got a man and a daddy, or really anybody, even if it was like, I don't know, I feel like if my man was fixing me and his mama plate, you could just fix me at the same time and bring me at the same time. And then you could solve your own problem. Like, we could just not have this conflict at all if you didn't use man brain and you use my brain.
Everybody played at once.
Yeah, y'all go, my queens.
How about that?
I like that.
Don't even make a differential. Hey, Heather J, what are the rules of engagement? Like, should a guy serve his mom first, or does it matter?
I think that he should pick women in his life that are reasonable. Like, to me, that was unreasonable. It's such a small thing. And yeah, women do make multiple plates because we learn how to host at a young age. Men don't. So the idea of making two plates is perfectly logical to us. Just, we know how to pivot them and everything and do that and everything. But if that's not easy for him, yeah. We know how to have, you know how you go to the cookout, you be in the buffet line, you be having a plate for you, your kids. Women be out there with five plates on their arms.
Yeah.
So it's ready. Like, we know how to do it, but if he don't know how to do it, we're not about to lose ourselves. Like, again, it's just not.
It's not that big a deal.
If it's a shortage of food, and this is another thing, a lot of these food rules are coming from a time when it was limited resources. Motherfuckers got EBT card. It's a smorgasbord. Plenty of food.
It's enough food.
Yeah, so, okay, it's enough for everybody, so we don't have to be like, big piece of chicken. It's more than one big piece of chicken. Okay, so just make
that's how I run my house, Heather. I still run my house on that one piece of chicken, Heather. I still run my house.
You buy that Tyson bag with the two thighs, the two legs.
If you don't fix my plate and your mom's plate,
if you're a real woman or a man, you should be able to part out that full, get the whole chicken for $3 and cut that mug. Make sure
honestly, I'm the kind of person I would have probably made his mama's plate. So it's just like, in my mind, I'm just like, feed your mama. And if your mama got an issue with you feeding me first, then I don't want to eat with her, because it's like, it's just too much ridiculousness.
Why she beefing with me?
Yeah, like why she all like me? You know, so I want.
Yeah, her attitude was too much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Marsha says, I wouldn't want a lady to fix my plate before her parents. Just saying. Appreciative.
I honestly, I think at cookouts, when I go to cookouts, he'll be laughing, talking. Ain't nobody over there counting plates. People, food ready, let's eat. It's just a let's eat.
You fix the kids first anyway. Get they ass.
And the elders, you get your grandpa, you get your great granny out the way. It's a whole lot of things in play. But if it was just them or whatever, get y'all food. Shut up.
Eric said the same thing you just said, Heather. Rodney, what about respect for your elders? Shouldn't the elders be served first?
Your mama be 40. They is not elders.
His mama be 40.
I will say this. You get married, you become connected to that new woman, and that becomes your priority.
Yeah. But not with no damn plate. Just get out of here with this damn plate.
First of all, the fact that
your mama her food where she could take her medicine.
The fact he cooked is a good thing.
I'm just saying, I'm okay with you cooked, and it's not disgusting. And my kitchen not nasty. I'll make the plate.
The kitchen not. I can't take that box. I can cook. It's gonna be good, but I'm gonna fuck that kitchen up.
Well, then mama gonna clean the kitchen. Then how about that?
Would rather me not cook. My wife would rather me not cook and stay out of the kitchen.
And I agree with that. I'm the kind of person that'll be like, I'm gonna go start these dishes. Y'all eat. I eat later. This
there you nigga go.
Messed up my kitchen. Look at that. Who's somebody got soaked that pot?
How long are you in a relationship, Heather J or Terry or Gina G? How long are you in a relationship before you pay for a date?
Oh, I come out the gate like that. I don't mind. Like,
you come out the gate first date, you'll pay for the first date.
Not necessarily the first date. If he asks me on a date, I'm not paying for it. But I'll ask guys on a date and pay for it.
Come on, feminism.
Modern
woman.
My daughter says stuff like that. I'm like, I think a guy should be willing to pay for your time and energy.
He should be willing to. He definitely should be willing to. But I should be the type of woman, to me, that's okay with showing that I can do this also.
Gina G, is Terry losing her damn mind?
No, Terry ain't losing her mind. That baby young. That baby just young. That little baby.
That's what we think it is. I'm 42.
Shit. We the same age, Terry. Older.
No, I just. Terry. I just don't.
But no. I get it.
I'm with money. Like, yeah,
Okay, I think there's a minimum.
Not the first
here.
Date though. Not the first date, though.
Like, I'm not paying for
nothing
you asked me to do, but...
All right, hold on, lady. We cannot talk over each other. Gina G, what was you saying?
I'm just saying, I get it. Like, not the first date. Like, we would have to be, like, dating. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see nothing wrong with it, especially if it's something that I plan that I would like to do for him because he's always doing for me. Then that's cool, but... I ain't coming out the gate now. I ain't buying nothing on first date.
I think it's a middle ground. If you okay, because what Terry's basically saying is she's willing to put herself in the game by initiating the date. What I would say is instead of doing that, just pull up on them and just be like, let's get some drinks. Or if you see him out, be like, I got the next round. And that way you show that without giving him the power.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. So, but to say, let's go out and you pick up the tab, that's setting a bad precedent. But to say, hey, meet me at the bar in 5 minutes. I got the next round. Now he like, oh, or what that going girl do? She sent the chicken wings over to the dude.
What she do?
She seen the dude in the bar she liked, and she sent him a plate of chicken wings, and he asked her out because. You know, nobody buys guys anything in bars.
That's gangster as hell. I would take her mama out next week. I would take her mama.
I like that.
Yeah. Give her mama a plate. But the balance of power, the ecosystem is very fragile, Terry. So when you shift the power when you say, let me take you out for the first time.
Do you?
Yeah.
I once heard a woman say that a guy should like you more than you like him. Is that true?
I think that's what we like. I mean, I think everybody wants to be the one that's liked. Whoever is liked the least has the least power.
Is it a power thing, though, Heather?
Yeah. The more he likes me, then he'll be the fool. That's the whole concept. He'll be a fool for love, not me. I can stay strong. I can walk away when I want to. I can. It's like a false sense of security.
Wow.
I just think that women, some women, let me not say all women. I just think some women get so wrapped up in men that they lose themselves. So I think that's where the idea of get a man that loves you more than you love him, because we take on everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? We get with a man, we start dissing our friends, we start doing the stuff they like, we start doing all that type of stuff. So I've had an older lady explain that to me. Not so much like loves you more, but he does need to be more into you a little bit more so that you're not, as women, we just naturally will adapt to whatever.
When you
so
get,
I kinda get it.
When you get that chick in your life, you do kind of change. You make adjustments. Like, you know, we all make time for people when at the outset of a relationship and things like that. You had a word, Terry Hart.
I think it's the difference between them kind of women and me, because I can give you the whole word today and then go give the smile tomorrow. Like, I think it depends. Like, if you get wrapped up in a man, you know, that's on you. Me, you know, like, yeah, I can buy you drinks and chicken wings today and then buy drinks. It's just not that big a deal. Like, if I like you, like, I'm going to put myself in the game. And if it's not reciprocated, I can walk away. It's not a big
Mississippi.
Deal. It's not a big deal. It's just a man. It's not a big deal.
Mississippi, Alabama, right there.
All right, ladies. Is vagina better than penis? Is it okay? Let me show you what I'm talking about.
Okay, is how come women can be so quick to open their hands because they're fucking a man and they feel like the man is obligated to paying bills and doing shit for them and showing up for them financially because they're fucking, right? And they got to get grace for that. And it gets praised and all that. But as soon as a man, what if a man was to be like, bitch, I'm dropping good dick. I'm talking about good dick off. I'm giving out some. I'm talking about not no 87. We not giving you mid-grade. We only come in 93. We only come in 93, right? And when he dropping that dick off, why he can't spin a block and say, bitch, I'm running low on some funds. You think you can help me out because I'm fucking you? Huh? How come that rule don't apply for the guys? How come it only applies for the girls? And you can't say because a man is supposed to be a provider. Bitch, and you also too are as an adult at this big grown ass age, have responsibilities. It's called adulting. Welcome in. It's called adulting. So those bills still gotta get paid, bitch. You still gotta provide for yourself. You still need proper necessities to function on the fucking day to day. I don't think that's a man's responsibility. I think that's your responsibility to make sure that you're in position and to remain in position. The extras you get are like incentives. So how come a dude can't do that? Or if he do it, why is he lamed as a simp or ain't?
All right, Heather J, is this lady losing her damn mind or is she making a good point?
Both.
Wait, Heather.
Both. The reason why I hate those kind of dialogues. The reason why is because they're so short-sighted. They're not looking at the big picture. It isn't women that decided this about men. Men decided this about each other.
True.
All women do is play the game.
Most men leave with their wallets anyway.
Right.
And other men will say he's a broke simp because he had to ask me for some money. It might not even be me.
That's
women will talk. Women will talk all this talk, like Gina said, and get lost in a dude and give him everything she got. We've proven this. It's a dude at the bus stop right now going on his way to the car wash. Got two women fighting over him, paying all his bills. So it was tax season. They make jokes about how the girl give all her money away at tax season to the dude. So right. It was never us not willing to do things. It was other guys judging them and then telling us we were dumb for doing it. So yeah. It's not our decision to make. That's something men got to decide, are they going to be humble enough to let us do for them without feeling like they less of a man? Because we also know there are dudes that'll be home and sleeping in their car because they wouldn't tell nobody that they was. Why you ain't tell nobody? Why you ain't tell nobody you got evicted? I just figured it out. Okay, well, I could have helped you, or you could have came, we could have came with a solution together. Wow. So I don't know. I feel like she's putting it all on us, like we over here, like, nah. I feel like women talk that, but then when they fall in love, they do the exact opposite. Yeah.
Wow. Gina G, what's your thoughts?
First of all, her baby hair really pissed me off. Okay.
That's a lot.
How long did that take? Anyway, and second of all, what? Girl, do you know how many women out here is giving up their car to somebody with no license but with good dick? Is you crazy? What is you talking about? Do you know there's women up here waiting on their ride right now because she didn't gave that nigga her car and he got good dick? Mm-hmm. First of all, somebody must have hurt her and she got dressed that morning on her way to work doing them baby hairs and decided to do that damn video while she was swirling that damn toothbrush because she tripping. It goes both, like it happens both ways. Mm-hmm. For one, And for two, you entering me. Give me some money.
Hey, Terry Hart, what's your thoughts, man?
As you I don't mind. I see, I get tricked off on by so many niggas that it don't matter to me. I'm not even fucking them, so I don't mind tricking off on the nigga I am. But it's like, really? That the other niggas give me money, and so I can give you some of it.
That's I've done that.
For me,
bro. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. What? You gotta give money from one guy, give to another nigga?
Yeah. Yes.
What part of that did you mean?
Hey, how honest Heather is.
Yeah. Tell him, Terry. You, another nigga give me money, me and the other nigga gonna eat.
Tell him, Terry.
We're going to Outback.
I mean, it's happened, right? We're not saying we do it every day. We just say it can happen. It's a scenario that can vary.
I'm not saying it happened a few times a month. That's not what.
She ain't marketing on the calendar.
It be happening.
You know?
Corwin says men lead with their wallets and good dick, and women lead with their hearts. Is that true? I don't know if that's true anymore.
How would a man know if he had good
dick? We don't lead with our hearts.
How do we know?
How does he know he has good dick?
Yeah, I mean, by his swag, right?
No.
Some woman's lying to him. So that's not effective because, you know what I'm saying? You know, so it's like you walk in the door thinking you all got some good dick, you leading with your dick, and I'm over here like, I mean.
Corwin, just get off of here, Corwin. No. Just get off of here.
I ain't in love with you, so it ain't good to me.
Wow, that hurts my soul.
Corwin and that beard. Get off of here, Corwin. Get off.
Think they got good dick, then we got to go get in the shower and finish the job when you leave.
Oh, hold on, Terry Hart. What you're not going to do is go in the shower and finish no damn job.
Not teabagging.
So you guys are implying that there's people out there that think their penis is wonderful and it's just not.
Yes,
94% of you.
94? That's not fair. That's not fair.
I can't comment. I've had the same one for 12 years. I can't even comment.
We're not allowed to keep it real, Rodney. That's the whole thing. If women told y'all the truth, y'all would die.
I can comment.
No. I think
the
truth. I think men can take the truth.
I think.
And how about this? And the flip side of it is a lot of women's vaginas is just okay.
And it's probably because of y'all, like. Here's the thing about vagina that men seem to somehow don't understand. The kind of vagina you get out of me depends on the kind of dick you put in there. Like, you are in full control. If you're not arousing me, like, you're talking about, is it dry? Is it dry? I wonder why, sir. You know, you just jamming dick in there. How you just jamming dick in somebody? I'm hurting. You're hurting me.
It hurts. My hurts.
You talking about stop running from it. What you mean? Quit running from it.
Stop running from it.
Hey, Terry, listen.
I want you to tell your mind about this. Let's just stop.
Oh, God.
It ain't working. Get the KY.
Now I got to get a bladder infection.
Niggas don't know.
Well, you can use coconut oil. It's natural.
They don't know where to
sex. I gotta take a bath.
Then you trying to have sex with me and you quiet. I don't hear no moan, no grunt, no. Sir, this is boring. I'm bored.
Wow.
Wasting my sins.
Terry ain't lying to me.
Wasting my sins.
Oh, you're wasting sins.
Right.
You only get so many.
I'm out here risking teen pregnancy for nothing.
Come on, teen mom.
Here goes the next question.
If Terry, you
are your man, are you authorizing him to cheat? Gina G.
Say what?
If you don't have sex with your man, are you authorizing him to cheat?
Ain't no authorizing. He gonna cheat even if you is giving him some. If he wanna do it.
Wait a minute.
If he wanna do it,
yep.
He gonna do it regardless of if you giving him some or not.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I don't think cheating makes you a bad person. You just got weak.
Say it ain't so. then and so.
Gina's married, so her rules, she answers to a higher power.
Yeah.
But relationship
don't cheat
people.
Hell. Shit, it's been 12 years. If you feel like you need something different this week, goddamn it.
Let's just talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Let's just have a conversation. But a lot of men, as soon as you take away what attracts them to cheating is the lies and the deception. That's all part of the turn on. Right. You give them a hall pass or tell them, let's open up the relationship. They don't want to do it no more.
Right.
Now they worry about who you doing it with or whatever. So I'd rather just have because if we're not married, I don't know what thing is. So if we're not married, oh, the camera, boom. So if we're not married, then ain't nobody cheating on nobody because we make a choice every day to stay in this relationship. If you don't, y'all know I'm part pimp. I'm part pimp.
Part pimp.
So part of me is always like, you better be worried about who calling me. You better be worried about what I'm doing because I guarantee you, whatever you do, I can do way better. So it's like, I ain't checking your phone. You better be checking mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm the problem. I'm the one that needs to be worried about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This ain't nothing you want to have. This ain't even nothing you want to go back and forth about with me.
Yeah.
You're trying to figure out why your brother keep calling my phone. Like,
wait, the brother?
We plan this. Your surprise party, baby.
Me and your daddy talking about me and your future. That's what we talking about.
Oh, Lord.
My man.
His brother.
Yeah. Don't do that with me.
Come on, Terry.
All right, ladies. This is a hot button issue for a lot of people around the country. Erectile dysfunction is a real thing. If your guy suffers from ED, should you be allowed to get some strange penis? Terry Hart.
Did he get the erectile dysfunction like after we were already there?
I don't know when he got it.
It just comes like a cold.
does it come like a cold?
It just comes like a cold.
Like
shingles.
If he already had it, I feel like he should have told me, and then I want to break up because, like, what I'm supposed to do with this? But like, if you develop, you know, after we've been together for a while, what you don't know won't hurt you, you know.
Hold on, Andromeda speaking. If he isn't trying to rectify the ED heat, he doesn't care about your needs. Wow.
Drama knows you be talking about.
I don't even want to know what Heather J thinks about this.
What are your eating habits, sir? I agree with Andromeda. Are you making what are we doing together as a unit? Are we going to the specialist? Are we making sure it's not prostate cancer? What's going on? Are we just contently sitting here? Because Viagra and all that, now I gotta deal with heart problems and palpitations. Yeah. What? Let's get to the root. Is there some stress? Do we need a sex therapist? What's going on? Because men don't like take care of themselves.
That medicine going to make it taste different too.
So it tastes like blueberries.
It's
tastes like aluminum. Is that true? I don't know that. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, but no, fruit.
If anybody
going down there, you ain't eating.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably want to change that diet up at first and go see our general practitioner, run those basic tests, stress tests, things like that. Let's get to the root of the issue before we go buy some gas station.
But, I mean, but that's very dope that y'all would even consider that, Gina G.
I don't care.
You don't give a damn.
Well, being married, you know. It's not all about sex anyway. So if I can't, if once the sex is done, you broke, I'm broke, and like our parts, well, my part will never be broke, but if his part was to ever be broken, we got so much. I mean,
the time matters that y'all got together.
Yeah, that time matters, man. If he gets to a point where I'm married young, so first of all, but if he was to experience those things, it is what it is, bro. I'll help you out. I'll mess with your little weak little thing, bang, and get it together, get you back.
What was that move right there? What was that?
That was great.
I'm sorry.
I love him. We'll get it together.
What did you say, Heather J?
Sometimes it be like that.
Yeah. I saw this yesterday. Wayne Brady came out. He is a pansexual. Does anybody know what that means?
It means you for everybody.
He be cooking.
It's fluid.
He's very fluid. What did you say, Terry?
You go with the wind.
I said he be hunching everybody.
Yeah.
Anybody can get it. Yes.
Anybody can get it. Yeah.
So males, females, trans, if he finds you attractive, you can get it.
The world. But don't nobody find him attractive. That's the problem, Wayne. Don't nobody even like you. Nobody asked you. He just came out with this fucking information about himself. Get your ass out of here.
Nobody asked.
Who's lying
anyway, Brady?
I want to let y'all know I'm a pansexual. Anybody want to know?
No.
That sounded to me like he got caught up with something. He's getting in front of it before the video dropped. You know what I'm saying? That sounded to me like
video coming. Video's coming.
Video coming soon.
Why is Brady saying, let's make a deal?
Come on down, you with the trans outfit. Come on.
It sounded to me like he just tried to get in front of it so that we find out. But I think we all thought he was gay anyway. So
thank you. Ain't like white girls. Anybody worried about no damn Wayne Brady?
Yeah, he went for us. Pansexual except black women.
I'm cast iron skillet yourself, nigga. We don't give a damn.
D. Hurley said that's
I like everybody but black women.
Gay.
Doctor.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, why not just say gay? He didn't say gay. He could have said gay. He said
because pan is not about gay or straight. It's right. Really about whatever human he's drawn to in the moment.
He wanted
whoever
to
he's drawn to.
But yeah. The LGBT, they ain't got no letter. P,
yeah,
P,
do.
P, and P is in there.
It's all the letters, Rodney.
It's a plus.
They got the
outfit. Oh, plus.
All the letters. Yeah, the plus is a P in there.
It's a plus.
Plus means everybody.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
No, it's like 10 more letters after the plus. The plus is just the abbreviation. I'm telling you, it's all the letters.
It's a lot of letters.
Yeah. All of us are LGBTQ. We just don't know it.
I was a cis man.
Man,
don't
say that. Don't.
She go to the next question.
Yeah, you see,
no,
right.
I ain't no cis. I'm a motherfucking boy. Anyway,
it doesn't mean you're not a boy, Rodney. It's just the opposite of it's just a prefix. That's it. It only has power if you give it power.
It don't got no power.
It's like saying you're a brown skin. It's like saying you're a chocolate man. I ain't chocolate. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just some people you are. Some people gonna look at you and say you chocolate.
He's still great friends with his ex-wife and her husband.
We read that.
All right, guys. Here,
well, they all want his money. Let's not forget that Yeah, they like the pocket, they like the access though. They want to get on them red carpets and ride in them cars and get in them private planes. Everybody's like free.
Heather, are you a Libra?
I'm an Aquarius.
Okay.
Yeah.
What day? What day Aquarius?
The 15th of February. A February Aquarius.
Oh, have we ever had this conversation before?
I feel like we have.
My wife is a February 15th Aquarius.
Yes, we have. I remember that. Yeah. Me and your wife have the same birthday.
That's why your maniacism is impressive to me.
I just feel like next year, you should just buy two gifts. Like, whatever you get, just get put two in the car. Put one here.
Fuck it. I'll do that. I'm better.
What's your sign, Terry?
I'm a Taurus.
I can feel that. I'm just gonna say I kind of felt that.
Yeah, I can see you just going through the glass plates, just knocking all that shit off.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can't believe you know me so well. Yeah.
What about you, Gina?
That's why you have to get me in on dates.
What's your sign, Gina G?
I'm a Pisces.
Pisces. I love Pisces. My son's a Pisces. Couple of my friends are Pisces, and y'all are extreme people. Like, at least the guys are. Male Pisces are extreme. David Arnold was a Pisces. My boy Joy Wells was a Pisces. They will like they're either gonna be a crackhead or they're gonna buy all the shoes in the store. They're very extreme. People.
Both addictions.
Yes. All right, ladies. It's time for the adult spelling bee.
Oh, okay. Oh. This is a new game.
You turned my camera off.
This is a new game. All right. This game is for cash and prizes. You guys are my friends, and you're all smart. Let's start off with Gina G. See what you live with. Gina G, your first word in the adult category. Do your best. $100,000. Spell acknowledgement. You muted. You just muted.
You muted. I feel like she was whispering. Just sound it out, babe. Just sound it out. Just
acknowledgement. Acknowledgement.
Acknowledgement.
Yes.
I'm gonna acknowledge that you didn't tell me I was about to be spelling on live. Let me acknowledge that first.
Yeah, I didn't give notice to this.
Because I feel like Terry and Heather already know how to spell it. Like, it would have just came out. Just, you said acknowledgement.
Acknowledgement.
Yeah, just break it down in your head. Just break
my
it down.
My baby crying. Myself. Hold on. Okay. Okay.
My husband calling me.
Right. Why my baby 17? Okay. Acknowledgement.
Do your best. Do your best.
A. You said acknowledgement, right? C. K. N. O. L.
Three.
W. Acknowledge. W.
W.
And then M-E-N-T? L-M-E-N-T?
You was really close.
We was getting there, babe.
Terry, where was your fingers at, Terry? I needed a
finger. I was like...
You did, she said L.
Right, moving on. Moving on. The money is still out there, folks. Terry, I'm sure you have a wealth of words in your vocabulary because you have an E at the end of your name.
Holy smart ass.
Let's go. All right. Terry Hart, accommodate. Spell accommodate for $100,000.
A-C-C-O-M-A-D-A-T-E.
Wow, that was very close, but no cigar.
Okay. It's
A-C-C-O-M-M.
Oh, she just said it right.
2 M.
Accommodate. Two M's and two C's.
Accommodate.
Heather J for $100,000. This is the and for the record, these are all commonly misspelled words. So you're not alone. People misspell these words all the time. Here goes Heather J for $125,000.
Sure, why not, Roddy?
Colleague.
How much? What's the word?
A colleague.
Okay. C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E.
Colleague for 125.
Look at the hater in the room.
Uh-oh, Sally made a lot of money, guys.
Good job.
All right. All right, Gina, give me back to you.
Again?
For $200,000 and the lead. For $200,000 and the lead. Experience.
Who?
Experience.
Put it in a sentence.
This is a wonderful experience we're having today with each other. Experience.
What's the Latin root?
The Latin root of the word is Taco Bell. It's always an experience there.
Okay, so EX.
Yes.
See?
Experience. Experience.
Okay, so EX.
P, yeah. X.
X.
Okay.
Experience. C. Yes.
EX.
Okay.
All right, beautiful. Moving on.
EX. P-E-X.
Armpits, wait. Damn.
All right. Terry Hart.
That's funny.
Baby, how you feeling?
We go. This is gonna get us out of this game because this is tanking bad. Okay.
Don't give me no hard words.
I'm not. I'm trying to find something.
Give her experience. She know it already.
Terry Hart. Terry Hart. Spell fulfill.
Fulfill. F U F L
F I L L. Fulfill. For $125,000 and a tie with Heather J. Oh my God, we're taking off now. This is beautiful. Heather J.
Hold on. EXP ERIAN.
No, babe. That's Experian. That's the credit card company.
Damn.
That's the credit card company.
That's beautiful. As a family, y'all both can't spell. That's beautiful.
Okay, you said Experian.
Yes, all
right.
You got
it. Come on, baby. I done failed.
I can find a word to stump Heather. I know I can't. Cause...
Dumbass people married for life.
All right, Heather J.
All right.
For $300,000.
Oh, this number. These Mario coins.
Relevant.
Relevant.
R-E-L-E-V-A-N-T. Relevant. Well said. She's a writer. She's a speller. Well done.
The computer does all that.
And which is the reason why people, you don't have a hard time spelling nowadays, because you don't never have to finish a word.
Yeah.
All right. Gina G, you ready for this one? This is for
your face. Oh, my God.
Gina G.
It's going to be fat.
For $500,000 and a lead. $500,000 and a lead. You about to be when you get this one successful.
I think I got successful. I think. Okay.
I believe in you.
My phone do be finishing it for me, though. I ain't going to hold y'all.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Successful. S.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. S. Okay. S. You got the S on there, right?
Yeah, that's successful.
So you put the S on there.
Yes.
Then you put the U in there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Once you got that S and that U, mm-hmm. You put that C on there.
Uh-huh. Give me another one.
Okay. Then when you put that C on there, you're going to put an E on there.
Oh.
Once you put that C on there,
I see two C's.
You're going to see it again.
It's two C's. It's two C's.
Right. So it's S-U-C-C.
Uh-huh.
Okay. E. Okay. Once you put the double C's on there.
E.
Then you're going to put, then that's where the E come in. The E said, hey, put me in.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Success. Right, yeah. And then you need the full, don't you? You need the full on that, right?
You got a couple letters before the full.
Okay, so I need another S because I know it's a lot of S's in success because it's successful. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So then you put one of them on there or you double them on there.
Double them.
Okay, and then you full.
Okay. You know? Yes, okay? Ma'am.
Then you add that F on there because he ready.
Yeah.
You
because he ready.
And then you're going to double up on the L's.
Oh, don't double the L's.
Just one L because you just end it right there when you successful. You end it.
Oh, she just finally got it for $500,000.
Come on, Gina. No, we believed in you.
That was beautiful. All right.
I'm going to go back to school with my son. He got one more year left. I got to go to school.
Hey.
That was stressful.
All right, Terry Hart. That was definitely stressful. Okay. Last one. Terry Hart for $1,000,000 and the lead.
Come on, Terry.
Underrated.
Oh, like me?
Like
Let's
you.
Go.
In one word or two.
Don't ask me. Who you looking at? Shit, don't
one,
ask me.
It's one word. It's literally one word.
UNDERAN.
Got this.
A-T-E-D.
Ooh. Want to try it again? You want to try it again?
Yeah. U-N-D-E-R-R-A-T-E-D.
Let's go.
Perfect. Underrated. Goodness gracious. You know what? When I thought of this game, I said to myself, this would be fun, but...
No.
It's a little stressful.
It's very stressful. All right. Well done. Well done, ladies. A great conversation today. Thank you for coming on the show. My name is Rodney Perry. This is Rodney Perry Live. Heather J is in the building. Shouts out to Terry Hart and shouts out to Gina G. Too damn funny. No, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Not at all. Gina G, like how do we stay in touch?
You can stay in touch with me as long as you don't ask me to spell nothing else. You can catch me. I am on tour right now with my cousin Tierra. So we are in a city near you. We're going to be in Oregon, and then we're going to be in Memphis. So you can find me everywhere, but find me on Gina G 2 Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2, F-U-N-N-Y.
Come on now. She got that.
Cousin Tierra's
hilarious. Terry Hart, how do we stay in touch, sweetie?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Terry Hart is T-E-R-I-H-E-A-R-T-E. Please don't forget to eat. Follow me on TikTok and shop my baby who is Tamir the shirt. If you watch my Color Guard videos, then you're a fan. I know the link is in the bio on my TikTok.
I love the Color Guard videos. They're so funny, man.
Thank you. And then y'all can catch my ass in the street.
Right. Catch her ass in the street. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a writer, producer. I didn't even get to ask you, how is this strike affecting you, if at all, Heather J?
It's not really the strike as much as it is the AI. So, remember that scene in Jurassic Park when the doctors realized they was extinct because the dinosaurs was real?
Right.
Kind of like that. It's like, I got extinct in like a day. So, we figuring it out.
Don't you think that people was already using AI anyway?
Well, I don't think it was accessible like it is now, and I don't think that they were aware. You know, ignorance is bliss. So right. Now they know. Well, now they believe that they can just, create their own stories in 30 minutes, and nothing good happens in 30 minutes. But we're gonna let them produce some bammer, some bullshit, yeah. And then maybe they'll figure it out. The computer still needs a handler.
Right. Yes. And there are even college classes teaching you how to prompt the computer.
So there are also college professors saying you got to handwrite your assignments because y'all not about to chat AI y'all way through this degree. You're not about to lie and say you read a book you ain't read because the AI did the paper for you. Which just proves it's plagiarism, which just proves it's stealing and cheating. So
how about that? Heather J, how do we stay in touch?
Love you, Rodney. Hey, ladies, it was great. You guys are so hilarious and so awesome.
Thank you.
And I'm up at the crack of dawn. West Coast people.
Thank you.
It's like 4 a.m. here.
It is not 4
a.m. Where are you at?
California.
That's where I'm from.
I know.
Oh.
Hey, such a
great show. I know
who you are, Gina. Gina G. I mean, you guys are all hilarious to me. That's why I wanted you on the show. Thank you. Part of it. You guys were nothing short of amazing. Thank you for participating in the Dope Speller Bee. And Heather J can really spell. How about that?
Oh my God.
Very impressive.
With AI 10 years ago.
One of y'all host it next time and I'll battle Heather J for the word.
Come on, let's go.
Word supremacy.
Spelling Bee champ. Class of 97. Let's go.
Class of 88 myself. All right, guys. Great show today. Until next time, hey, thank you, Candy Hits TV. Thank you, Andromeda, for chiming in. Audrey, I see you. Granny Wilders, all the people listening and watching, thank you guys. And until next time, the indictments are coming down in Montgomery, and it better be all white folks. How about that? Hey, I'm Rodney Perry. That's our show for today with my little button.
Right there. Terry
Crane. I like her.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. woman. From LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.